The following column was written and submitted by Drew Spolstra, President, Ontario Federation of Agriculture. We've just come through the busy holiday season, and as much as this time is about family, friends and the start of a new year, it is also heavily centered around food. And so much of those special holidays meals are grown or produced right here at home, from meat, dairy and eggs to fruits, vegetables, grains and more. As a farmer in Binbrook, I take great pride in growing crops, raising beautiful horses and producing high-quality milk and beef. I'm also president of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, and we know how important local food is to farmers and consumers alike. There are many activities, processes and resources that go into producing food, all of which are important. However, none of it would matter if we didn't have the rich soils and fertile farmland that are the basis of our food production system. That's where we are lucky in Ontario and in Canada. We are blessed with some of the world's best farmland that lets us grow and raise almost anything, both for ourselves here at home and for people around the world. However, it's a precious resource that is under threat. The numbers show us that we're losing farmland at an alarming rate, and it's a trend that we strongly believe cannot continue. We know Ontario needs land for housing, for job creation and economic growth, and for renewable energy to meet electrification and decarbonization targets. We also know that we cannot lose our ability to produce food, particularly in the face of climate change affecting all corners of the globe. That's why at OFA, we've long been champions of farmland preservation, advocating strongly with all levels of government for balanced and responsible planning. Through our homegrown campaign, we also work directly with Ontarians to raise awareness about how critically important farmland is to our society, our economy and our ability to feed ourselves. It's not just an issue in Ontario through. Late last fall, alongside farm leaders from British Columbia, Nova Scotia, Saskatchewan and Quebec, I had the opportunity to participate in a national panel discussion about the loss of farmland and the resulting pressures facing agriculture. It quickly became clear that although there are regional differences, most farmers and municipalities are facing similar challenges right across Canada. Ontario, Quebec and BC in particular are struggling with urban pressures and the high cost of farmland, as well as the use of land for purposes and infrastructure other than food production. BC has also had to deal with extraordinary weather-related disasters in recent years, from deadly heatwaves and devastating flooding that damaged farms and critical transportation infrastructure to an extreme deep freeze this past winter that wiped out entire tree fruit orchards. Nova Scotia is also dealing with urbanization, as well as loss of its agricultural supports and services, from feed mills and vet clinics to processing facilities as the number of farms and farmers dwindles. Even in land-rich Saskatchewan, where farms are larger and the population is more spread out, there are concerns about the future of farming and food production, including succession planning, land affordability, and how the next generation of farmers can enter the industry. Despite the differing perspectives and experiences, all panelists shared a common goal: ensuring that agri-food is top of mind when governments are making decisions and that legislators consider the potential short- and long-term impacts on food production when setting their policies. We need homes, jobs and energy, and we need a secure, homegrown food supply, but it doesn't need to be an either-or situation. Ensuring all voices are at the table will help strike a workable balance to keep Ontario's economy and food supply strong and growing.